Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother and equal. I speak to you from the light of the new year. In this year, a light wants to be born through you. It is your light that wants to be born, and at the same time, the light is bigger than you. You are a representative of something bigger than you. That sounds contradictory or strange, but you are like me. It was the same for me. I was a human being like you. I had my fears, my doubts, my insecurities. I had my shadow side. And at the same time, I was open and aware of something bigger than me, a light, a knowledge that wanted to flow through me and manifest itself in the world. So my challenge was to surrender to that light that was part of me, yet also bigger than me, going beyond that which defined my personality. This light that is going beyond the human self, it beckons you, it calls you from the future. It's another way of putting it is that your future self is calling you, and the light that it's radiating to you in the present is inspiring you. It's like a siren singing a song of remembrance, a song of coming home. It's inviting you to jump into the unknown, jump into what wants to be discovered, explored, jump into the new, jump into that which seems very scary to the frightened part of you, to the part of you that has become used to listen, to obey, to follow the beaten tracks. And all of you who I am speaking to now cannot flourish on the beaten tracks. Your soul will die on the beaten tracks. You will get bored, depressed, feel out of touch with yourself, with the passion, the fire inside. Your soul has not come into this lifetime to bow down and follow the rules of collective consciousness. Collective consciousness is somewhat like a swamp, like shallow water, unclear. And when you get stuck in it, you cannot reach the deep waters anymore. You stay at the surface and lose touch with the depth of your soul. And when you are born on Earth, you as a lightworker soul are born with a sensitivity that makes you aware always of the deeper water, the deeper currents. And as you grow up, you feel forced to some extent to adapt to the rules of human consciousness, and you start to live at the periphery, at the surface of yourself, in the swamp, in the shallow water. And it's like living in a fog. And at some point in your life, you need to wake up. And it's usually after some type of crisis that you deeply realize that you cannot live like that. You cannot live in the swamp. It will suffocate you. You need to get out and get in touch with what truly inspires you. And this is always something that goes beyond the past. You know already the energies of the past. You have gone through the extremes of fear and of suffering. You are here now in this lifetime to integrate the past, to understand what happened and to make way for something new. A new light that wants to be born inside human consciousness, inside collective consciousness in this time. You are a pioneer. You are different. And at the same time, you are here, and you are here for a reason. You want to connect the light of the future with the present. Deep inside your heart, there is a love for humanity, a love for planet Earth. You feel connected with both. So, first, you need to be aware that you cannot live within the confines, the prison of collective human consciousness, insofar as it's driven by fear, judgment, control, all of the old energies, the energies of the past that you know so well from within, because you have embodied all the extremes of this past energy of duality. And you are here now to bring in the awareness of oneness. This is the essence of the Christ energy, the awareness that we are all united, that we are all expressions of the one breath of life. We are all children of a vast consciousness, a deep sea of love. You are here now to be an expression of that love. You are here to be a beacon of light for a reality that is in crisis, that is in chaos, and that needs so much a beacon of light, a beacon of hope and inspiration. And you're here to be that beacon, and being it, you also transcend or integrate your own past, the many past lives you have lived as a human being. You're bringing them back or bringing them home to yourself, to the divine awareness in you that says yes to everything, that accepts and understands everything. You're welcoming yourself in this lifetime. That is your purpose. And in doing so, you become a beacon of light to this world, a carrier of the Christ energy. The coming year, 2026, will bring more chaos and darkness on the surface. Be aware of how you perceive reality. Don't tune into the surface appearances only when you watch the news and look at reality on the level of events, facts, news reports. Also tune into the deeper water, the deeper currents. More and more instability arises in your reality due to natural disasters and due to wars and conflicts, due to fear spreading among people. But stay aware of the undercurrent, because the light that you are meant to bring in is awakening also in many people. The crises, disasters, difficult circumstances that arise for many human beings also create an opening in the hearts of many, an outcry, a calling for light. It may seem that nowadays, with all that's happening on planet Earth, that darkness is simply winning or growing. However, this darkness isn't really something. It's an emptiness. It's an absence of connection with the soul. And so this emptiness or absence is like a black hole, and it's growing, but it also creates an opening for something new. The new becomes inevitable. It becomes so necessary that there's simply no way back. No way back anymore to the securities of the past, the ideologies, the dogmas, the certainties. And I'd like to invite you to look at this process of change as something that you are going through right now on an individual level. So move from the global level to your personal inner process and realize that whenever you really want change because you are totally fed up with the way things are, with the past, and when you are truly desperate and ready to jump, then you enter a stage of a deep insecurity, not knowing, letting go. But this is the only way real change will happen. You cannot cling to the old and the familiar and at the same time really open up to something new. You have to let it go. And I'm asking you now, at the beginning of this new year, what do you need to let go of fully right now? What is still holding you back? Which safety cord are you clinging to, which is in fact like a safety net that is suffocating you, preventing you from spreading your wings and fly? You have a light within. It's like a flame, a little flame, and see it burning inside your abdomen, between your first and second chakra. The root chakra and the abdomen chakra. See this little flame there. It's full of light, wisdom, compassion, kindness. It's the Christ energy inside you. And allow it to warm you now. Allow it to spread its light through your abdomen, the root chakra, your spine. Allow it to light up your spine, traveling upward to your heart, all of your chest, your throat, and then your head. This light wants to shine in 2026. It wants to be expressed openly, to manifest itself in this reality. You're here to be different. You have become afraid of shining your light, expressing your wisdom. You carry trauma from the past as a lightworker soul. You are aware of this trauma, and you're not here to again enter into conflicts, battle, struggle. That's over now. You're here to radiate peace and you're able to do this because you accept yourself, you know yourself. You are at ease with yourself. Feel this warm glow inside you, the glow of your inner realization, your wisdom. And allow it to flow through your legs as well. So it envelops you from the top of your head till your feet and toes. Feel the warmth and safety of your own light as it pours through you, body and aura, energy field. You are truly welcome here. Your light is welcome. You are the carrier of the Christ energy. You are the seeds that are meant to blossom in this time. You are awakening now. Trust yourself. Don't be afraid to have faith in this part of you that deviates from the beaten tracks, the part that is different, that sees things differently, feels deeply, is very sensitive and knowledgeable. Have faith in this part of you. It is the part of you that is me. I am in you. I'm not outside you. Allow the light that you see in me to be a part of you, to flow through you. Ask yourself, what does the Christ in me want to manifest in the coming year? And witness it with your inner eye. Observe what you are giving to or sharing with other people. How you take them from the shallow water, from the swamp, into the deep ocean. How you liberate them by simply being who you are, expressing the consciousness that you are. As you become a channel for your own light, something shifts at the energy level. You attract specific changes, circumstances. You stop fighting for it. You become like a magnet. You stop pushing and start attracting, pulling to you what wants to happen. You become like a bridge to the new earth, to a new reality. And the best way to transition into this state of being rather than doing is to truly honor your feminine energy, your higher feminine energy, which you could also call your intuition. What it means is that when you are living your everyday life, you use your sensitivity to listen to or tune into the things that happen, interactions you have with people, certain circumstances that arise. You use your higher feminine energy to read these events, to hear the soul's language in them, instead of doing, acting upon them immediately. You start to sit back more often and just observe, tune into them. Manifesting your light requires a delicate balance between the masculine and the feminine. You have become used to overusing your masculine energy, and you can let go of that now and allow the higher feminine to join you and help you surrender to what wants to happen through you. And remember that you are never alone. The deeper you feel your light within, the deeper you are connected with a larger field. Light has no boundaries. You are connected with the oneness of being. Feel the joy of that. Be like a child who plays freely with full abandon, because it's safe and secure in the arms of divine creation. You are blessed, and I am with you. Thank you.